चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय नमो
सब गलती नहीं है
He'll do the bandana first in Bengali.
আমি সপ্তমে আমার নিত্য লীলা প্রবিষ্ট ওম বিষ্ণু পার্থে শ্রীমদ ভক্তি প্রজ্ঞান কেশব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কে চরণ কমল চরণ কমলে আমি কোটি কোটি সত্তান দণ্ড প্রণতি এবং আমার শিক্ষা গুরু নিত্য লীলা প্রবিষ্ট ওম বিষ্ণু পার্থে শ্রীমদ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী মহারাজ के चरण कमलों में मैं अपनी श्रद्धा पुष्पांजलि अर्पित करता हूं और गुरु तो गुरु श्री गुरु गौरांग एनसीसी राधा विनोद बिहारी जी और गुरु तो माई आराध्य दे नित्य लीला प्रवेश ओम विष्णु पार्थिव श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड माई शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पार शिशुन भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज यू आर सो मच फॉर्चुनेट दैट यू आर डूइंग परिक्रमा ऑफ नवदीप धाम स्पेशली By the grace of your Gurudev and especially Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, you have come to this place. Srila Rupa Goswami has told for this place. Prabodhananda Saraswati has also told that in Shruti, in Vedas, this Navadvip Dham has been told. Brahmapura. Also in Smriti, it has been called Goloka, Golok Dham. And very few Rasik Vaishnav know it as Sri Vrindavan Dham. So I bow down to this Navadvip Dham. Actually Sri Vrindavan Dham. Also Prabodhananda Saraswati has told that Sarva Sadhan Hino Api Navadvipaika Sanshaya Yah Kopi Prapniyata राधा रसिक प्रेम संपदम दैट श्रील प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती टेलिंग दैट एनी वन वेदर दे मे बी विषयी वेदर दे मे बी ज्ञानी कर्मी आर एनी वन Having no sadhan and bhajan at all. But anyhow, they have come in the context of Navadvip Dham. They will surely have the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and also he is so much dear, Radha Rasa Mahotsavam. that is then very near and dear to Radhika, that Rasa devil enter in Ras Leela also, and they will be so much fortunate to participate in that Ras. So, if he has so much sadda faith in Shastra, what Shastra is telling, that we can have that thing. And if we know that anyone living in Vrindavan or in Navadvip Dham, but he has so much anartha, anartha. And after removing the anartha and after sadhan bhajan, we will have this prem that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give that prem. They are nama paradhi and dhamma paradhi. Those who don't believe this type. Anyone, he has told, anyone who has any connection in Navadvip Dham, he will have surely that thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give that thing. Anarpacharani siyad karunayavatri nahakalau samarpayitkam unnatojjalrasam sabhaktisiyam harihapura sundar dhutika dambasam dhikita sadaridaya sandare purutmeyasakindiyam. Unnat ujjala rasa that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to aspadam to relish and to give something from that prem that anyone has not given before that. Krishna has come, but he has also not given. So, I think you are so much fortunate by the grace of that, by the grace of Swamiji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and his followers like Kamal Krishna Swami, Giriraj Swami, Jayapataka Maharaj, Chari Maharaj, and all, I don't know the name of all these. You are so fortunate that in their guidance you have come to this place. I think that you have relation with Navadvip Dham, you have relation with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his parikar. So he will arrange everything that he will give this. So, prem, Gaur prem and Krishna prem. Also, he has told that Aradhito Navabanam Vajakananam Te Naradhito Grish Naraditam Navabanam Eva Dure Aradhito Digasito Vajanagaras Te Naradhito Digasito Natabeha Krishna. The meaning is that anyone who is worshipping Navadvip Dham, he is worshipping Braja Dham. Anyone who is not worshipping Navadvip Dham, he is not worshipping Braja Dham for duri, far away. And if anyone worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he is worshipping Vrajanagara, that is Krishna and Radha. And those who are not worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are very far distant from Krishna and Srimati Radhika. He has also told that Satala Vibhava Saram, Sarva Bharamaika Saram, Sarva Siddhaika Saram. This Navadvip Dham, coming in this Navadvip Dham, and especially doing Navadvip Parikrama, and in so summer time, when the earth is so hot, and rising sun, and you are doing Parikrama without food, without umbrella, anything. chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Nityananda. So I sent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will be so merciful to you, and he will give what he has get when he was in Gaur. I want to tell you that this is called Kol Dvipa. Here is Panchaveli. Here Panchaveli means in Prayag there is three veli. And here is Panchaveli minus five rivers meeting here. More than less and more than Prayag, this place is. Here Ganga, Bhagirathi Ganga mixing with him in his Bhagavati Ganga, Mandakini, Alkananda and Saraswati is flowing here. And also Jamuna in this western side. And mixing in her Manasi Ganga. So this place is so sacred. Brahma has done less and less austerities here. In two sides of changes here. So many Brahmas, not one Brahma, so many Brahma has been for so long time here. So this place is so sacred place. Also this place, all the Vrindavan, 12 forests are here in 9 islands. You know that see Gokul Dham and Mathura combined are in Antardeep Mayapur. Both. And this is Kolbi. In this, Giriraj Govardhan is here. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in Bhakti Ratnakar, Narhari Chakravarti Thakur, and see, Nityananda Prabhu has told to Jiva Goswami that this place is Govardhan. Here there is something changed in Vrindavan, in Brajmandal. Govardhan is situated near Jamuna, but there change of direction something here. There Govardhan is lying down, sleeping or sitting from north to south. Here also, north to south. But Puchari is here in north. And Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda are in south. Here, in the north of Govardhan Giriraj, there are two forests. One is Bhandirban, most important one of Vrindavan. And you will go there and it is called Mamagachi, Modadruma. And also Bahulaban, nearby there, near Nidayaghat, crossing river. Bahulaban. Bahula means in Vrindavan I have heard that a cow after the name of cow Bahulaban, but this is not the fact. The fact means Bahu La. La means Leela. Bahu means so many Leela. Pastimes of Krishna and Radhika are there everywhere. So this is Bahulaban. And after that Giriraj Govardhan, Puchari is situated in the north side. And this side is Madhya Sai, Madhya Mane, middle. Here is Ras Leela, Bansi Bar, Seva Kung, Nidhuban, this place. So our Gurudev has selected this place by the indication of, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So this place is so important. And after this, now you are going to Ruti Dwip, that is Radha Kund and Swam Kund there. So now you are sitting in Rasasthali, Sevasunya and Nidhuban and Bansibat where Ras took place. You know that by the side of Ganges, Swarup Ganj is Nandagaon. So all the places of Vrindavan, here, here and there, with some different size, all Navadvip, all the 12 forests are here in any way. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told all these things facts. So we are very fortunate to come to this place. That we are coming, we are now sitting in the Rasasthali. Also, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told, and also in Bhakti Ratnakari has been told, that this is Aparajbhandan path. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they used to cross the river and they wanted to go to Vidyanagar as a place of very Vidya, learning place. So when he used to go there in the midway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to this Kuliyadvipa. And after taking his sannyas, when he was going to Vrindavan, he came to this place. He went first to Vidyanagar, but it was so crowded that he came to this place in a house of Madhav Das Anibhakta. So he came here. And he escaped. Here, Devananda Pandit came to him and gave the apology that he has done something wrong, some aparad, offense to the feet of Srivas Pandit. One day, Srivas Pandit came to this place where Devananda Pandit used to recite Bhagavatam. And to teach how to read and how to explain Srimad Bhagavatam to all other students. When he came to this place, Sivananda Pandit was reciting this slok, Varaha Pidam Natavarvatu Karnayo Karnikaram Vidhradvasam Kamaskapisam Vai Jayanti Chamalam Randhan Venu Radhar Sudhaya Puriyan Gopavindai Vrindaranyam Sapadaramanam Prabhishatadir. He was so rasik Vaishnava and associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that when he heard this slok, he went and rolled down on the earth and he became senseless here. The accident saw that he has creating some trouble in our study, so they take out forcibly Srivas Pandit out of home, out of class. And when he came in senses, he returned to Mayapur, but he was so much sorry. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these facts, he became so furious. And he told that Devananda Pandit does not know a word or a letter of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is not a good bhakta. He has done offense in the feet of lotus feet of Srivas Pandit. I will tear up that Bhagavat that he is reading. This is not Bhagavatam. This is one Nakal Bhagavat. So when Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the father of Srimati Radhika, came to this place, Devananda Pandit went there, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi told the tat of Srimad Bhagavatam and He told about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is Srimad Bhagavat? What is the idea of Bhagavat? Then he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and paid apologies to him. He told that, I will not excuse you, you should go to Sivas Pandit. Then he went to Sivas Pandit and begged apologies. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that all right. Here also, that Sri Chari Maharaj has told that Gopal Chapal, they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was going to Vrindavan in the way here, in this Aparadh Bhanjan path. Gopal Chapal was a Brahmin in Mayapur and he used to make so much disturbance when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing Kirtan Ras in Sivas Angad. He used to put some nasty things on the door of Sivas Pandit and by this he became Kusht Vyadhi Yukta, leprosy. Then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fell on the feet of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also sent him to Sivas Pandit and he went and apologized. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he did mercy to him and he became as beautiful as he was. Also, Gopal Chakravarti of Adi Saptagram, and he has some debate with Haridas Thakur, and he told that by Harinam Sankirtan, salvation is not found. Haridas Thakur told that by Namabhas, five kinds of salvations are found. By Shuddha Krishna name, Krishna Prem is found. Then he became serious and told that if I am... If I am wrong, then I should have leprosy. And if Haridas Thakur is not right, then he should have leprosy. After 3 days, he was attacked with leprosy and his nose and ears all separated. Then he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this place and apologized to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully apologized her. And he became as beautiful as he was. Also you know that the accidents and pundits of Navadvip Dham were ready to beat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he is taking a stick in his hand and running to beat us, we should also beat him. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this place and took sannyas and went to Puri Dham. Now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then they felt that he is certainly Godhead, Krishna himself. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here after sannyas, they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sat flat on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and apologized. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful, he excused them and they became bhakta now here. So this is Aparadh Bhanjan path. You should also know that here is Praudha Maya. Perhaps you have taken darshan of Praudha Maya. Praudha Maya is the daughter of Nanda in Yashoda and he is Yog Maya. Yog Maya and Vridhasi were at first at Mayapur in the middle of ISKCON temple and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu temple, Jogpuri. But when Ganges cut up the source, Praudha Maya came here. Now they tell it Praudha Maya, but it is Praudha Maya. when it is in the hands of Vasudeva Maharaj, then it is Yogmaya, and when it comes in the hands of Kamsa, it becomes Mahamaya. So, for giving help to all bhakts, it is Yogmaya, and for covering buddhi of intelligence of all worldly persons, it is Mahamaya. So Maya is one, and that is Yogmaya, and this is manifestation of that Yogmaya. Also, you have gone to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Samadhi. This morning you have gone, and they have told you about Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And also here is Samadhi and Bhajana Sthali of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Now it is in a very rotten condition here in a dharmasala, from where he used to go to Godram with to associate Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So today is so hot day, I think I have taken your so much time. So now by doing pranam, you will go to Radha Kund and Shyam Kunda, Samudra Ghat and Chapahati, and then to Vidyanagar and Jamnu Deep you will go. So I am also so much happy to have your association. I only see this fact that you have so much Guru Nishtha. I accept this thing. And by your Nishtha, to serving your Master, you have given everything. And that is why today also you are preaching in the countries like China and Russia. So we are so happy to see all these things, that in whole world you are preaching so well. And I pray to my Gurudev, to Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and to our Guru Parampara, and especially to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he should give power in your heart that you should preach over whole world as you are preaching, especially the preaching in America is lessened something. You should try to again preach as at the time of Srila Prabhupada. Also, I suggest to you that you should be combined, and by your combined effort, you should subtle your Gurudev. There may be some reason to be some
gadbadi,
separation or anything. But I think you are so wise that forgetting all these things, you should be united and so liberal, and you should serve your Prabhupada. Gau Premanande. One thing I forget, that our Gurudev established here this Devananda Gauriya Math at the name of Devananda Pandit. And also his speciality that the person, the smart Brahmin and Sahajiya Vaishnava were against Mayapur. They are telling that this place is not called it, this is Prachin Mayapur. But actually Mayapur is that Mayapur, and this is Kola Dvipa. So our Gurudev has here established the Kola Dev, and he has made it Pakka Kola Dev by establishing this Kola Dvipa. Gau Pranam.
Also he used to tell that this is Navakhanda Navadvip. And he has built this temple with nine domes and nine stars. Nine domes are Samanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam Pad Sivanam Arsanam Bandanam Dasyam Sakhasu Nivedam. These nine domes. And nine parts of this Math Ashram is Upasya Khanda, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Vinod Vihari and Koldev. And this is Kirtan Khanda, this is Paramarth Khanda, Mane Patrika, Gaudiya Patrika Khanda and book published. And this behind Govardhan Khanda, Mane Cows Khanda, Mane Govardhan, Gosala. And nearby Sevak Khanda, Upasak Khanda, that is the abode of Vaishnava, Bhakta. And at last he established in south Jnana Khanda. South he told that this is Jnana Khanda. Jnana Khanda means the original and Latin of Vaishnava. That is Jnana Khanda and Mukti. He was so much philosopher, and Prabhupada, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta, gave him all the books of Vedanta, and he was called Vedantic Vaishnava, Vedantic Pandita. So he has done so many things, and you have heard that in case of the Gaudiya Math in Mathura, he gets sannyas, renounced order to Swamiji, and there were so much intimate friends like also God brother also. I'm so much fortunate also to have the service of Swamiji. Also Pujyapada Pradiksham Maharaj has also helped me when he came here with Tamal Krishna Swami and all other things, Jai Pataka Maharaj and all sincere Vaishnava here. Srivikam Maharaj, he was here, and 7 days so rain falling was here. They could not go out here and there. Govardhan Khanda, they were staying there. So, and I also have so much, I am also fortunate that he has given me the occasion to serve him. I sent all the books from Delhi. I also sent so many peda. He was very fond of goat, sweet and he used to know good preparations also. When living in Vrindavan, I used to make chapati and he used to cook them, and we should set in that Radha Damodar temple near Rupa Goswami Bhajanasthali. At that he was penniless, and he went also Western countries penniless, only one Bhagavad Gita and three volumes of Srimad Bhagavat he printed in Delhi anyhow. And he went Sindhya navigation, not in aeroplane as you are going and coming. When I used to go Vrindavan, no, nothing there, no bed, nothing, only old and torn quilt, and I used to give my chadar on them, and then he used to sit and write Srimad Bhagavatam. We have seen so many things, now it will be so late for you, so I am thinking, I am ending my lecture. Gaur Premanande.
Srila Narayan Maharaj Ki. In divine grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj Ki. Srila Srinikram Maharaj Ki. Samaveda Bhaktivinda Ki. Devananda Gaudiya Math Ki. Om Nitya Lilata Vishwa Ashtar Sarishata Shri Srimad Bhakti Pradyan Keshav Maharaj Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parijaraja Kacharya Ashtar Sarishata Shri Srimad भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट अक्षर सरस्वत श्री श्रीमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की गौर श्रीमन श्री श्री राधा विनोद बिहारी श्रीमन महाप्रभु की श्री श्री कोलदेव की श्री कोलदीप धाम की श्री नवदीप धाम की नवदीप मंडल परिक्रमा की समवेत भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमान।
So I told something here on Ganges to the crossing.
So we should get
this. No, all the cassettes.
No cassette.
Cassette karaoke. Where are you going? And everything is okay. No problem?
No.
I thought they will make any problem for you all.
I don't think so.
Those will read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Those will read the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Guru Goswami, and Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. They will surely one day, in no time, they will have greed towards Rupanuga or Raganuga. Anyone cannot speak in this world. A man cannot live in one in the same class forever. It is as such. And those who are not reading, not willing to hear, the past and written by Rupa Goswami, the books of Rupa Goswami, they are not in Guru Parampara. Now our all Guru Parampara is Raganuga. If I tell that we should not read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we should not read Chaitanya Charitamrita, then what you will do? Nothing.
I feel the same way also. We were saying this morning the same point, that unless one is reading new things like this, he will not remain enlightened in spiritual life.
Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this? What Rupa Goswami has given to this world, what before Acharya has not given. Any good person or any literate person will think about this. Who is Rupa Goswami, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What are the specialists of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We have not come to please anyone. We have come to please our Gurudev, Radha Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and our Guru Parampara. We can satisfy all. All the Kanishka Vaishnava, they will want that all Vaishnavas should go what I want. But Madhyamadhikari going like this, like this,
we had some good questions to ask you. Bolo.
Bolo.
Bolo?
Okay.
I know. Well, you know, in Madhya Lila, chapter 22, he has explained there's Kanishtha, Madhyam, and Uttam Adhikari. Adhikari, according to Shraddha.
Madhyam, Madhya Lila.
So, first he explains according to Shraddha.
Shraddhanusare. According to Shraddha,
Uttam Madhyam.
Then, according to Rati and Prema, Kanishtha, Madhyam, and Uttam Bhagavat. Now, the description of Uttam Bhagavat, who sees Krishna everywhere, seems higher than the description of Uttam Adhikari, who knows Shastra and has faith and can argue on Shastra. You understand? So, similarly, Madhyam Bhagavat, Prema Maitri Kipo Petrista Karoti Samadhyama. It seems little higher level than Madhyam Adhikari. Well, the question is this, that one division, Kanishtha, Madhyam, and Uttam, is according to Shraddha, and other is according to Rati and Prema. One is Adhikar. Naveen, are you following my question? There are three shloks in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. Then there are three shloks in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Prakrita Bhakta, Madhyam Bhakta, and Uttam Bhagavat. So, is Uttam Adhikari in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu exactly the same as Uttam Bhagavat described in Srimad Bhagavatam, or is there some difference?
What is this told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu?
I can read?
Yes.
Shastra yuktau cha nipuna savartha jida nishchaya kroda shadho dikariya sab bak sab uttamo mata.
And then Rasta Jukti Nahi Jane Dhuha. Madhyam Adhikari Sri Mahabhakti. Jahar Komal Sattha Se Kandhika. Now?
So, these are from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Then there are three from Srimad Bhagavatam. You know these?
Madhyam Tapasya. It's a Madhyam Uttam.
Uttam.
Now what is your question?
That in some places when our Guru Maharaj describes, well, the question is that this three descriptions of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that level seems maybe lower than these three descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? Because, yeah.
But I think that Srimad Bhagavat slok, Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Kanishtha Adhikari is too much lower than Satan Nature, and his heart has been too much lower. There are two kinds of Mahabhagavatam. This type in Srimad Bhagavatam, those who have the quality of 26 kinds of quality. And those who don't suffer, if his whole kingdom and anything in this world goes away, they don't suffer anything. And they don't want anything of this world. If they are to add all these things to this world, even they are full sons of. And those who see in his